This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been doing a devotional study of the book of Titus. So far, we've answered the question, what does this book of the Bible teach about God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ? Let's see what it teaches about God the Holy Spirit. He is mentioned two times in this book. In chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, God saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. Once a person turns from his own futile efforts at doing sufficient righteous deeds to earn his salvation and trusts in the provision of God's salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ, he is reborn. The Holy Spirit makes this happen and then starts a renewing process of restoring the image of God in us, making us more Christ-like day by day. In case you think you don't seem to have enough of the Holy Spirit working in you to see any change, Paul points out he has been poured out on us generously. If you're a Christian, you have all of the Holy Spirit within you. The question is, how much of your life does the Holy Spirit have control over? How much have you surrendered to his control? When you reflect on this, it becomes evident living the Christian life, becoming what God wants you to be, is not the result of your strained effort, but rather the product of the Holy Spirit's work in your life. You need to surrender to his control and cooperate with him in what he's doing in and through you. He's the one making it all happen. Thank God for his Spirit's presence and renewing work in your life.